Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio. Joining me here in the studio is Steve Chirico. He's mayor of Naperville and he's president of the DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference. Mayor, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning.
And we even got the sunshine view for you here in the 18th floor overlooking Navy Pier.
I've never
had
this angle before. It's awesome.
Great, great. Well, thank you for coming in. I wanted to have you on because, the DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference, I've been familiar with them for many years and a very influential voice in municipal affairs of the state of Illinois. With the veto session looming, I'm sure there's a list of wants. But before we begin all of that, tell me just what is the DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference?
Yeah, and I didn't know before I was mayor, so it's a good question, honestly. So it's sort of like a chamber or association of municipalities. It's called a Council of Government or a COG. And in DuPage, we have 33 cities that are represented by the DuPage Mayors and Managers. They work together to find a unified voice of things that we can all agree on. So, I mean, we have cities with different needs, some small, some large, some by the airport, some far away, some home rule, non-home rule. Different rules apply to all of us. So sometimes there are things that are of interest to a particular municipality that have nothing to do with another, but they can benefit from that unified voice. We try to find things that we all agree on all the time. And you can imagine that's not easy.
Right.
Right? But we can. There are a handful of things that year after year we all agree on are very, very important for municipalities.
Well, and I have to say that I assume number one was probably a capital plan coming out of Springfield.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big one. This year that was unique. But the ones that are more like year over year are protecting local authority or local control, you know, so we don't get mandates put on us or having decisions taken out of our hands.
Or having the local share of the state income tax taken away.
LGDF, yep, our local distributive, a government distributive fund is a year over year concern for us that they're going to, you know, dip into our pockets and take that money away. And so we're constantly have that on our legislative action plan as we want to protect that. And I think every municipality across the state, every mayor and council member feels the same way. They want to protect those revenues from being dipped into. So those are the types of issues that the DuPage Mayors and Managers collectively always agree on and are on our radar every
sustaining,
year.
Those yep. are sustaining
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, yeah. And there's things like the capital plan, which are which was a great issue this year that we certainly supported. We all agree that investment in our infrastructure, bridges, roads, and other things was going to be important to all the communities, so that was an easy one. And then another couple that have been around for a while has been sort of pension reform as a generic term and workman's comp reform. Those are two things that have been lingering. The legislature has been talking about different fixes for those things, but just hasn't been able to come to an agreement.
Well, I mean, I think at one point under Governor Rauner, it was a matter of semicolons and dotting I's to get that close on
yeah.
work comp.
Yeah, it was.
And then it fell apart.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a shame. I was hoping that when it was that close that they could have picked it up in the next session, but they just didn't have the will to do it.
Is there any will now?
You know, I haven't heard anything on that, but on the pension issue, there's a lot going on. So, as you know,
we're gonna get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
But how do you sense things in Springfield from the previous
sure,
administration?
Yeah. From my perspective, I like the tone. Our both sides of the aisle have been working together a little bit better and making incremental improvements. And, you know, we recognize that there's give and take here. The capital bill is a great example. It's one thing to say we support the capital bill, but then they're like, how are you going to pay for it?
Right. Well, and of course, that was always going to be the big debate.
Right.
Everybody loves the projects, but
right. How do you pay for it?
Exactly.
So I'm not thrilled with, a gas tax. But at the same time, we understand that we needed to get this done. And so those two, I think there was some give and take, and I think they showed good stewardship of, you know, as in general of doing the right thing.
Well, and I would assume, too, that it, because of having it come from Springfield, that puts less of a strain on already constrained issues like property taxes.
Right. No, yeah, no doubt about it, because that's the only other really pocket that we could go to if we have to replace a bridge. You know, so that was a big deal. I think that to your question, though, I personally appreciate that the legislature is working together, the General Assembly is working together, and trying to find some solutions. It's not easy. These are tough issues, and both sides are very passionate about it. But if they can continue to work together to find some incremental changes, I think Illinois is going to benefit.
I wanted to ask you, too, about, I know, and I think this was something really kind of pushed in DuPage, was the issue of the motel tax revenue and being able to broaden the use of that out. Yeah. Was, I think, that emanated out of, explain the issue.
Yeah.
If you would.
So this is one of those issues that really applied to some of our smaller communities in DuPage County. Didn't apply to the larger ones like Naperville or Downers Grove. This is a non-home rule restriction that was placed upon the smaller communities that required them to use all their hotel motel tax for a specific purpose. And it was usually for the Visitors Bureau or Convention Bureau. And some of these smaller communities were saying, hey, listen, we need some more flexibility. Allow us to use some of that money, in this case 25%, for our other needs. In the case of like Naperville or other home rule communities, we can use it however we want. There's no restrictions. A portion of it does go to the Visitors Bureau and the Convention Bureau, but it's not required to. So the non-home rule communities, the smaller communities, just asked for a little bit of wiggle room there so that they could use a portion of it towards other things. And we were able to assert some of our influence to get that done, and we're happy to stand by. This is where the whole being a unified voice becomes important, because larger communities, you know, supported the smaller communities in this effort because we knew it was just good for DuPage County.
And that gets the legislative delegation together as
correct.
Well.
Yes.
Which makes things a little easier.
Yeah.
as a force.
It does. I mean, I think you're going to be talking to Mayor Trilla in a little
yes.
bit, but I'm sure he'll explain to you the value of having being a small community and having critical mass of support behind you when you need it.
I also wanted to ask you about, too, the this was, I guess, kind of the Amazon tax issue,
yeah.
Which I know that that's something that the retail merchants have talked about for a long time, and being critical about those kind of exemptions for mail order goods being exempt from local taxation, and how that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, and technically they weren't exempt before either. It was
correct.
Just the burden of who paid for it or who collected that tax was shifted. This was an item that went through in the last legislative session that just sort of went under the radar. I don't know why.
It was always a major issue before.
Huge issue. And because of the Capitol bill and because of the cannabis thing, that for whatever reason, people just didn't talk about it. But this was a big win, a huge win for the municipalities. We've been complaining for many, many years that internet sales have been reducing our retail sales tax locally. And, you know, it's been unfair playing field for the brick and mortar shops, and so for them to have gotten this done was just a big win. For Naperville, for an example, this is about $3 million per year in replaced revenue. So and what it is just simply is treating now the internet companies the same as a brick and mortar. They are now required to collect sales tax and deliver that to the state and the municipalities also, as opposed to placing that burden on the buyers,
right?
Who never did it?
No,
right?
or are supposed to file that form at the end of the year, explaining everything that you bought over.
Right,
$3 million is a significant amount of
yeah.
money.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you start to talk about the impact, financial impact of some of these things that have gotten a lot of attention, this is a big deal, and it really hasn't gotten a lot of attention. So this was really, really good work by a General Assembly.
What's the city budget in Naperville?
$125 million. That's all in with that's
right.
our library and sort of non-core service budget, you know. But so it's significant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mayor Steve Chirico, Mayor of Naperville and President of the DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference. I'm Rick Pearson. This is your Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, here in the WGN Skyline studio, joined by Steve Chirico. He is the mayor of Naperville and president of DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference. We're kind of talking about municipal issues, not just exclusive to Naperville, not just exclusive to DuPage County, actually, but just some of the legislation that got passed, as well as what lies ahead. We've got the fall veto session that begins in Springfield at the end of this month. And one of the big topics, and we've talked about it on this show before, has been the issue of pensions and constrained pensions, the fact of property tax revenue, more larger share going for pensions, and an effort to try to consolidate these hundreds of pension funds together. Explain the issue, if you would, Mayor, as well as what resolution we may be headed to, if any.
Sure, yeah. So Illinois has two basic pension systems. We have the municipal employees and we have the public safety. So one's called IMRF and the other is just called public safety.
And IMRF is the gold standard of pension funds in a state notorious for underfunding its pensions.
It's well-funded, it's properly funded, its investment returns are consistently, year over year, for many, many decades now, higher than the public safety returns. And so they have different rules, and because it's structured differently, it's all one board for the whole state, versus in the public safety sector, where we have 650 boards managing all these funds. And so just because of the way it's structured, the returns are anywhere from 2 to 4% annually less than the municipal funds, the IMRF funds. So, I mean,
which is a significant amount of money.
It's huge. I mean, even Naperville, which is a pretty big community, right? And we're the number one funded municipality in the state with larger cities. So we're in pretty decent shape. We've been very responsible, I think, about funding this thing. But in our case, it's about a 2% delta, okay? Because we have a pretty critical, we have enough critical mass to be able to take advantage of many of the different investments that are out there. Some of these more these rural areas, they don't have the volume to get involved with these types of investments. They have about 3 or 4% delta. But in Naperville's case, we have about $300 million in the investment accounts for our public safety. So 2% difference in returns per year is $6 million. That's an enormous amount of money. Over 10 years, $60 million, compound that,
$70 million.
That really closes the gap by itself. That little change can close the gap by itself with funded and unfunded. It's amazing. You know, so, I mean, if this is something, and if you're on the labor side, if you're a police officer or a fireman, you're looking at your retirement account and you're saying, hey, I can get 5% return here or I can get 7% return here. You know, it seems like a pretty easy decision for them as well.
But this, I mean, there's always been talk about mm-hmm. this, and there's been, I mean, it's a repeated priority effort from municipal officials.
Right.
But you also have the issue of the turf war and the argument that, well, you know, this is local control, these are local people on the board.
Right.
And to me, it's the issue of, these are significant investment issues,
right.
not deeming awards.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and their concern, their mean labor's concern is they didn't want to lose that administrative hearing process, that local control for determining if and when someone is entitled to or prohibited from getting a pension benefit, and that's not part of the discussions. They will maintain that control going forward. This is only about investment restructuring. So this doesn't talk about touching the benefits, which is always a, you know,
right.
a big hot issue and very, very passionate issue for the labor. So no one's talking about touching those benefits. We're just talking about restructuring how the funds are invested. And so it's really something that in my view, really makes sense. As you know, the governor put together a task force. Their recommendation is coming, I believe, next week on this. I'm serving with Brad Cole on the IML working group for pension investment consolidation. We don't like to use the word pension reform because that has that.
I don't like the word reform just because that now has become kind of a word that's been corrupted by its meaning, that
right.
It's reform is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. Yeah. So we you know, it's not that, you know, we're not talking about benefits. We're just talking about making the structure of the public safety pension system more like the IMRF system, where it's governed by one board, one fund manager, and so that they can eliminate a lot of redundancy and costs for fund management.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, because fund management, what these investment firms get, I mean, they get their cut. Mm-hmm. And when you have 600 different boards where there's, you know, multiple investment managers getting their cut, I would think as an efficiency guide, that might be a stronger argument to make.
We have an enormous opportunity here to really make an incremental change in this. I mean, we've talked about pension improvement, and some of these, as you know, some of these municipalities, especially more rural ones, will likely never get out of this their pension debt. Again, Naperville's in pretty good shape, but there's a lot of communities that they're not in good shape. We need to start to take some steps to close that gap. And this is one of those steps. And again, it may seem small, but 10 years from now, we'll see the needle move.
We're getting a couple of texts, and one is with the history of the state going broke. Why should one pension system be trusted here?
Well, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. IMRF is a system that's been run by the state now for several decades, and it has been performing very well.
And then, in contrast, another texter says, "Well, the city managers and mayors make sure IMRF is fully funded, but they're, in many cases, aren't they shortchanging the public safety funding?"
Yeah, and I think that there's got to be some rules around that. I mean, that's why I said that Naperville has been responsibly funding this for decades now, and so we're in good shape. We certainly want to make sure.
I mean, there is enforcement in IMRF, as I understand it.
There is.
That if the locals don't make their contribution,
right,
the money gets diverted to make that contribution.
Exactly, exactly. I'm sure, recognize that in some cities here recently. But I think that, I agree with the person who texted that we need to have some rules around this to make sure that the cities don't just take this relief and then continue to kick the can down the road by not funding or improperly funding their promised, you know, contributions.
I want to ask you about Naperville specifically, about the issue of legalized cannabis.
Okay.
Because this is, we've seen a number of cities are vying with this issue right now. And I know it's been a controversial topic in Naperville, to put it mildly, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I believe there's already a medical dispensary.
There is.
In Naperville. And under the law, those medical dispensaries would kind of get the first crack at retail for
right.
January 1st. But city of Naperville has said no on adult recreational cannabis sales.
Correct.
Why is that?
Well, I think that, first of all, people are really, really passionate on both sides of this argument. In Naperville, there was a pretty well-organized grassroots effort to come out with an opposition towards this, and I think that it was strong enough that the council felt that, hey, look, we need to let the voters decide this one. We don't have tons of referendums, but this is one that they just felt like...
So this is going to referendum.
It will go to referendum, correct.
And that'll be on which ballot?
So at this next meeting, October 15th, we'll be discussing the referendum date. It'll either be March or November, likely, and we'll see where that falls. And again, there's positions both ways on that as well, very, very passionately. So we'll see what happens. If I may, though, you know, the whole reason that we are in this situation is in large part because of the work of DMMC, which the DuPage mayors and managers, when this law was passed in the last session, fought for the ability to opt out. That was one of the things they wanted municipalities to have that right to do. Mm-hmm. Now, it's put some pressure on a lot of cities, being instead of it being mandated like the medical marijuana was,
right?
That we have the ability to choose for ourselves. But this is part of our, you know, something we fight for all the time is we want to have that local control, that local authority to govern ourselves. So you gotta take it both ways, right?
So we will be waiting and seeing what happens with the anticipated referendum.
Correct. The other thing, by the way, that DMMC was influential on with this cannabis law was being able to locally tax.
Right.
So that we could, you know, get some of those revenues so that we can use that for training and equipment and things like that for the police and other matters.
That's Mayor Steve Tirico. He is mayor of Naperville and president of the DuPage Mayors and Managers Conference. Mayor, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.